Hi again. Big moves occurring as tomorrow's deadline looms. We understand Manchester United have finally agreed to sell David De Gea to Real Madrid. The total deal is worth just over £29 million, with Costa Rica goalkeeper Keylor Navas moving the other way. Our sources tell us United will receive £18.3 million in cash for De Gea, who had just 1 year left on his contract. Adnan Januzaj has also left the club. He has agreed a season-long loan deal at Borussia Dortmund. Javier Hernandez has gone too. He's completed a £9 million move to Bayer Leverkusen. Anders Lindegaard has completed a move to West Bromwich Albion after passing his medical. He leaves Old Trafford on a free transfer. But this man could be arriving at Old Trafford. United have agreed a £36 million fee with Monaco for 19-year-old Anthony Martial. The striker has been at the club's training ground today for a medical. Elsewhere, Liverpool have sold Fabio Borini. He's joined Sunderland for a fee of £7.75 million, potentially rising to £9.75 million. The Italian spent a season at the stadium of late 2 seasons ago. Brown Adeyi has left West Brom to sign for Olympiacos for an undisclosed fee. The Nigerian international was West Brom's club record signing last summer. Sky sources are saying non-defender Papi Gilobodji is having a medical at Chelsea. Jose Mourinho will pay £2.7 million for the Senegal international, who's set to sign a 4.5-year contract. West Ham are close to completing the signing of Nikica Jelovic from Hull City. The clubs have agreed a fee and the striker's having a medical at West Ham today. We also understand West Ham are pushing for another season-long loan deal for Alex Song from Barcelona. The player's currently suffering from an ankle injury. Sky sources are also telling us West Ham are close to agreeing a loan deal to sign Victor Moses from Chelsea, but we're told West Ham are not the only club interested. We're told Bournemouth have agreed a fee with Crystal Palace worth £5 million for Glenn Murray. He's heading to Bournemouth this evening for a medical. Sky sources say Jonathan de Guzman has become a Bournemouth player. It's believed to be a season-long loan move from Napoli, which will cost them £720,000 in fees. There's also an option to buy for just over £3.5 million. Now, we're still waiting for developments at Norwich, including Dynamo Kiev striker Diadon Mbokani. He was believed to have flown in earlier for a medical. We are told the fee is up to £6 million. To Southampton, and our understanding is that a fee has not yet been agreed with Celtic for the transfer of Virgil van Dijk. The Scottish Premiership champions say they don't have to sell him. That's despite their Champions League exit last week. This one is likely to go on until tomorrow, as Celtic won't do business unless the offer is up at around £10 to £12 million. Well, one player in at Celtic, as Sky sources are telling us, that a deal has been agreed for Jozo Simjunovic from Dynamo Zagreb. Personal terms have not yet been agreed, but he could have a medical tomorrow. The fee would be around £4 to £5 million. To the Championship, and Sandro could be on his way out of QPR. We understand that AC Milan have made a request to sign the midfielder on loan. So it's all building up to transfer deadline day. Sky Sports News HQ is the best place to follow all those last-minute deals from 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning.